Praise God, and we thank again, thank God for you, that you're on the line tonight, and we're here to learn and just encourage one another. Praise God. Tonight, I want to start out with a question. Well, maybe there's a couple questions here. Very simple, but is something to think about. The first question is, have you ever been made a promise by someone, and then they turned around and reneged on their promise? How did you feel? Or perhaps you've experienced a hurtful disappointment and you felt so betrayed. My God, and that's not a good feeling, and it's a hard thing to go through, but we've all been there. Or maybe you've lost faith and trust in a friend. Or sometimes we lose faith and trust in a spouse because of what the things that they have done, and because the things that they have promised and they didn't come through on. There's many, many things that you and I have experienced that we have been disappointed. But there's one thing that I want to bring to our attention tonight, that we do not have to be disappointed in God. And the topic for tonight is, take God at his word. And if it's ever a time that we need to take God at his word and know his word, it's right now. Right now. Because with so many things that are going on in the world, and you hear one news report, you hear another news report, and do this, do that, don't do this, or now this is not good, and whatever. Let me tell you what. If we just learn to take God at his word, rest on that, we can make it. That's all we need. But let's see what the word of God says about taking God at his word. Proverbs 30:5 said, every word of God is pure. Listen at that. You all hear that? Every single word, not one or two, but every word of God is pure. And he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And that's what we need to do. Continue to trust God. Take God at his word. Because his word does not fail. My God. Let's think about a few other things. I mean, we're just talking right down where the rubber meets the road. And we just want to be real. Have you ever been down and out? We've all been there. Down and out, and your back, you find your back against the wall, and you pray, and you say, Lord, I need you to come through for me right now. God, I need an answer, Lord. You know, maybe perhaps you needed a job, and you got so many different things, your family depending upon you, and the children, and the rent is due, car payment is due, children's tuition payments are due, just so many, many things that we have need of. But we don't have to worry because God said he already knows what we have need of. Amen. Yes, he does. See, God knows exactly what we have need of. He knows exactly when to bless us, and we just need to just trust him. And see, in order to trust him, we have to know his word. In order to take him at his word, we got to know his word. Amen. Praise God. His word says, but my God shall supply all of our need, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Every single need he said he would supply. All right, amen. And see, as the saying goes, he may not come when you want him. But guess what? God, our God, he's always right on time. Yes, he is. See, God himself, he stands over and watches his word. He watches over his own word, making sure it is fulfilled. Praise God. The Lord spoke to Jeremiah, and he said this to him. He says, I will hasten my word to perform it. In other words, for I'm ready. I'm ready to perform my word. I'm ready to bring my word to pass. And then the Bible says in Habakkuk 2:3, the Lord spoke through Habakkuk, and it says, for the vision is not yet. But yet he told him to write the vision. And then he said, make it plain, spell it out. Say exactly what we want, what you want from God. And that's the same way we can apply that. Whatever you need from God, whatever is on your heart and desire that you need God to move and work things out for you, make it known to him. Write the vision like he told Habakkuk. He says, make it plain. But then in Habakkuk 2 and 3, he says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. He has a set time and place and a way to do these things. But the end, it shall speak. At the end, when it's time for the vision to come to pass. And then the word, then it says, and not tarry. Though it tarry, he says, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Think about that. It said that in a couple ways. He says, though it tarry, said wait. But then he says, it will not tarry. Well, let's see what that means. So in the English, it doesn't seem like it makes much sense. But let's see what it's saying. It's saying, though it tarry, though the answer tarries, it will not tarry. But those two words are different in the original Hebrew. And it basically says this, though the manifestation of God's word waits, and it takes some time. God knows it does. And that's sometimes the hard part, the difficult part, waiting on his word to manifest itself. We believe it. We wait on it. We're taking him at his word. But it has to manifest itself. But it's saying here, don't worry. It will not be late. Hallelujah. It will not be slack. Praise God. Isn't that good news? No, in other words, it's going to take some time for the word to come to pass and manifest itself, the answer to come to pass, but it won't be late. It'll be right on time. Hallelujah. Say he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Now listen, it appears many times evildoers seem to have the upper hand in the world. And then like Habakkuk, Christians often feel angry and discouraged, and it's easy for us to do. And that, as they see what goes on, it just seems like the evildoers are the ones that seems like they're getting ahead. And so Habakkuk complained to God, like you and I do sometimes, and he says, "For the answer is the same to us, just like he told Habakkuk. He says, wait patiently on the Lord." For God will work out his plans in his own way and in his own good time. All we need to do is wait. As the scripture says, wait, I say, on the Lord. Also in Psalms, we don't have to worry about evildoers prospering. That's what the Psalms 37 says, 37 and 1. It said, fret not thyself because of evildoers. In other words, don't get all bent out of shape. Don't worry yourself about it. Neither be envious against the workers of iniquity. What's going to happen? For they shall soon be cut down, the scripture says, like the grass, and then wither as the green herb. Hallelujah. In other words, you don't have to worry about that. You know, don't even fret yourself over that. But he tells us to do this. He says to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord, hallelujah, and do good. And so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Look, this is a promise. This is a promise. David talks about this promise that we have in God. Don't worry about the evildoers. Don't worry about the people that seems like they're getting ahead. Don't worry about that. He said, all we need to do, begin to delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Isn't that all right? And then he tells us, goes a step further. While we're excited and while we're praising God, he says, see that we commit our way unto the Lord. Commit our way. Begin to do the things that God has already commanded us to do, and so that he can trust you. And he says, trust also in him, and he shall, not maybe, but he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and the judgment as the noonday. And then also he says, look, while we're waiting on him and we're taking him at his word and we've committed our way to him and we are delighted and rejoicing in him, then he says, after you've done all that and you're still waiting, says verse 7, just begin to rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. Rest in him. That means you're not getting fretful. You're not worried about being in a hurry, and know that God has this. He knows when to bring the answer. He knows when to have manifestation of the promise. He knows when to do it. And then it says, wait patiently for him. Wait on God. Fret not thyself because of him who seems to prosper in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. That's what he said. That's good stuff right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so just rest in it. Be calm in him. While you're taking God at his word, rest in his word. Because, see, that word is not going anywhere. That word is here to stay. Glory to God. See, look, when God gets ready to move, he can cause your blessing, to break through on you so fast, it will make your head swim. Hallelujah. When God gets ready, and it don't take him long, my God, it can come so fast. You say, wow, where did that come from? Lord, I wasn't quite ready for it. I didn't know you were going to bless me right then. He knows how to break through. Hallelujah. Everybody on this line, I want you to say, Lord, give me a breakthrough blessing. Hallelujah. A breakthrough blessing. You know what that is. God knows what it is. A breakthrough blessing. And then listen, God spoke to Isaiah. He said, behold, look, I will do a new thing. When? He said, right now. Now it shall spring forth. Right now. And he said, shall you not know it? Hallelujah. God can break forth your blessing and so quickly. Hallelujah. Everybody going to know it. You going to know it. Everybody else will know it. Praise God. And he says, I will even make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. Didn't he do it for the children of Israel? Didn't he deliver them? Didn't he take them through the Red Sea on dry ground? Didn't he provide manna for them in the wilderness? Let me tell you, God can do anything but fail. Glory to God. Say a breakthrough blessing. Hallelujah. And while you're waiting on that breakthrough blessing, just continue to take God at his word. Hallelujah. Psalms 18 and 30 says, as for God, his way is perfect. That's why we can take him at his word. See, because the word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler. That means he's a shield and he's a refuge. What? To whom? To all that trust him. There's that trust factor again. If we go take God at his word and we know his word is pure, we know his word, his way is perfect and it's upright, then he tells us in so many words, just relax. Continue to do good. Continue to praise me. Continue to rejoice. And then wait on God. The answer will come. And he said it can come fast. Hallelujah. When God gets ready to move, hallelujah, he can move quickly. Praise God. Listen, David, he wasn't a coward. He was a mighty warrior who, with all his armies and weapons, he knew that only God could ultimately protect and save him and deliver him out of the hands of the enemy. He knew in whom he believed. He knew to who he trusted. He said God was truly his shield and buckler. That's why he could say, God is my refuge and he is my strength, and he is a very present help in the time of trouble. Glory to God. Say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, that I can take you at your word. Now, let's just take a look, a quick look at the attributes about God's word. Let's look about that. In Numbers 23:19, we all know this scripture very well. It's just the beginning. So it's just kind of it's the foundation why we can take God at his word. He said, look, God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? My God. Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? My God, that is saying something right there. God can't lie. His word has to come to pass. Hallelujah. If whatever he's spoken, it will come to pass. In the beginning, the Bible says in Genesis, and God said, let there be light, and light sprung forth. God said, let there be a separation of the firmament, and it came to pass. Hallelujah. Whatever God says, we can put our trust, complete confidence in it. Hallelujah. In other words, you can take it to the bank. It's coming to pass. Glory to God. Another thing he said, look, for the evildoers, you don't got to worry about that. He says, listen, Don't be deceived. Don't deceive yourself. God is not mocked. In other words, you can't make a fool out of him. He said, whatsoever a man soweth, he shall reap. Hallelujah, my God. So if we sow good, good's got to come back. Glory to God. And then, you know, there's another part that says, as a reminder, when the word says, behold, I, meaning Balaam, which was the prophet, that told Balak, the king of Moab, he says, I have received a commandment to bless, my God, and he has blessed. He says, and I cannot reverse it. They wanted to take it back. Tell God, don't do it. Listen, if God got a blessing for you, that's your blessing. And no one can take your blessing. Your name is on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, if God said it's time to bless you, it's time for your blessing to spring forth, it's time to spring forth. Glory to God. Why? Because in Hebrews it says, for the word of God is quick and is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. God's word. And even piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Hallelujah. You see, that word gets in the secret parts of our heart. It knows the things that only you and God knows about. That word will find it. Find it right there. We'll put his finger right there on it. And the Bible said, even of the joints and the marrow. And the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Powerful, powerful, powerful. In other words, the word is alive, the word is powerful, and the word is quick. Huh. That's why David began to declare, Lord, you have magnified your word above all your name. Now, that's powerful right there. God, his name is powerful. It's just in the name of Jesus powerful. In God's name is powerful. But he's saying, Lord, you have magnified. Hallelujah. You have just allowed your word to come forth. You have performed your word above your name. Then he says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Why? Because, see, the word is a lamp unto my feet. It shows me where to go. And it's a light unto my path. If we follow the word of God, we can never err. We can never just go down. We have to prosper. When we know the word of God, when we are living in according to the word of God, we can take his word, rest in it, and wait on God. Hallelujah. In Matthew, Jesus said this himself. He says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall never, never pass away. That's how important his word is. Those are just a few attributes of God's word, why we could just take God at his word. And then I want to break it down even just a step further. I mean, what it truly means to take God at his word. Hallelujah. We know he's God. We know he can't lie. We know what his word says. It will come to pass. But what does it really mean for you and I to just stand? And after we've done all to stand, we continue to stand and wait on the promise. Well, I'm glad you asked me. It's because that means to fully believe and trust and depend on the word of God. My God. Fully, not sometimes today, maybe today I believe, maybe tomorrow I might not believe, it all depends. No. God's word never changes. It's already settled. It's settled in heaven. So it means to fully believe and to trust and depend on the word while waiting for the manifestation of his word to perform. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, he that cometh unto the Lord must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In other words, you be serious about this. If you're there and say, Lord, I'm coming before you. Here's what I need. God, he knows what we need even before we even open our mouth. Praise God. But believe it, and he is going to reward you. And then continue to seek him. If it don't come today, be right back there tomorrow. If it don't come tomorrow, Lord, I will be there praising you and committing my way to you again the next day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm standing on your promises. In other words, not wavering in your in your belief. In other words, you're not doubting. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says the man that wavers and doubts, he said, that man shall not receive anything from the Lord. But we are believing God. We are trusting him and seeking him diligently. Because why? Because he is a rewarder. So look at this. Trusting in God. When we trust in the Lord with your whole heart, the scripture says, and then you don't lean on your own understanding, we stand wholeheartedly on the word of God. The word tells us to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. See, God doesn't depend upon circumstances for his word to be manifested. It doesn't depend upon the weather or anything. It doesn't depend upon someone else's report or what somebody else believes. But the word can stand all by itself. Hallelujah. I just said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. So, in my conclusion, I want to encourage you and encourage myself as well to continue wait on the Lord with great expectation. Kind of like David says, my expectations, it comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. David also said, look, I would have fainted or I would have lost heart unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He said, I would have given up. I just would have faded away. I would have just gone off the scene. But I know that God's goodness and his mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Glory to God. And you and I have the same promise. We have the same testimony that we are trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. And leaning not to our own understanding. And then it tells us again to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Yes. Yes. Why? Because the Lord will strengthen your heart. Yes, he will. And he knows where we need help. He knows where we're weak areas in our life, where we're weak. And he said, and when you're trusting in the Lord, you'll be able to say, he says, let the weak say that I am strong. Let them that are sick, let them say, I am healed. Why? Because by his stripes, he said, I am healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let those that feel like they don't have a friend in the world says that know that I have a friend. I have an assurance in Jesus. He's a friend. Hallelujah. That sticks closer than a brother. Oh, yes, he is. Glory to God. And he promised never to leave us or never to forsake us. So I ask this question, since he promised never to leave us and never to forsake us, how can we be lonely? How can we be desolate? Hallelujah. When we got the greatest friend in the world, that's his name, Jesus. Hallelujah. So therefore, he's saying, they that wait on the Lord, there shall renew their strength. So wait patiently on the Lord without murmuring and without complaining. Hallelujah. See, we go through different things. God knows we do, and people are going through so all over the land. People are going through hardships and the different kinds of difficult experiences and bereavement and sickness. And it's just, my God, it's so much going on. But see, well, here's what the scripture says in Romans 5 and 3. It talks about tribulation. It said tribulations. My God, we're going to go through. Work as patience. And then patience, experience. And then experience works hope. And then hope maketh not ashamed. Tribulations. This is a process. It's a learning process. It's a growing process. We don't get there overnight. But then as we go through and we know we've been through the tribulation, then God gives us the patience to wait on him. Oh, yes. And then when you got that patience to wait on him, and because you're going through and you wait on him, and he begins to manifest, he says, then you have that experience. And then experience from that is hope. And because, hallelujah, you believe in God, you're standing on the word of God, and you're taking him at his word. And then he says, and because you have hope, you're not going to be ashamed. Because why? Because his word will come to pass. So when we know this, the word says, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And when we know that, so let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire and wanting nothing. That's powerful right there. Glory to God. So in other words, let patience, let God have his way. Let God work out whatever it is that we are petitioning God for. Take him at his word. Rest in it. He says, commit your way. Glory to God. Continue to do good. Continue to trust him. And don't lean on your own understanding, but trust God. He will bring it to pass. That's our message for tonight. Take God at his word. You don't have to worry about other people and what the and what the negativity of everything says. You just take God at his word. He says he's going to bring us out. He will bring us out. He says that we're going to be the head and not the tail. Then it means just that. He will make you first and not last. My God, it means just that. He will cause us to lend and not borrow. Guess what? The word of God means just that. When he says, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee, it means just that. Take God at his word. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just praise you. We thank you. We glorify you. God, I just thank you right now. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your precious word, God. God, you have given us the greatest gift. It's your word and through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Through the blood of Jesus, his shed blood. God, that we have now have full rights to the tree of life. Go, Father, because of Jesus' blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are now the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. We can come boldly before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. God, we love you tonight. We just praise you, God. We thank you because we have your word. You have given us your word. Not only you've given us your word, but you've given us the gift of the Holy Ghost, and that the Holy Ghost is the comforter. You said that you would not leave us comfortless, but you would leave the Holy Ghost up, who would lead us. He would be the God for us and lead and direct us into truth. Glory to God. Your word is true. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Lord, allow the Holy Spirit to continue to speak to us, continue to minister to us, and lead us in your word. Father, in Jesus' name, open up our understanding to your word. Let it manifest. Hallelujah. Lord, my God, I know that when that word opens up and we can understand it, it is like a breakthrough on us. It's like a break, an opening of a brand new day, God. God, we just thank you, Lord, for understanding. We thank you, Lord, because your word said we have peace, because you have given us your peace. You said not like the world gives, but you said give. You have given us your peace. And for that we say thank you, Lord. You've given us a peace that surpasses all understanding, God. Yet we're going through. Yet we're troubled on every hand. But we're not dismayed. And we're not forsaken. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. And we will bless you at all times. And God, your praise shall continually be in our mouth. We bless you, Lord. I've heard that scripture several times this week. Magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. You are the great I am. You are the Prince of Peace. You are our strength today. You, God, have made a way for us out of no way, God. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance. We thank you for salvation, God. We thank you for our family, God. We thank you for our loved ones, God. God, I'm praying, Lord, for every single person that's on this line tonight. God, you know all that they have need of. You know each and every one, name by name. Hallelujah. And collectively, God, I pray that, God, that you would meet every single need. God, that they would yield their heart wholeheartedly. They would serve you up with all of their heart, with all of their strength, with all of their might. That they will bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus, God, we believe you, God. We thank you, Lord. for healing, God, those that need healing tonight, those that need deliverance, God, that bodies aching in pain, Father. God, I ask, God, send your word and heal them, God. Let them say beyond a shadow of a doubt, by your stripes, that I am healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We take you at your word. You said healing. It's the children's bread. It belongs to us, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, not only our body to be healed, our healing in our mind. Healing, God, in our thoughts, Lord. Healing, God, of deliverance, Lord. How that we can have a better relationship with our loved ones, with the various acquaintances, that we will begin to exemplify the love of Jesus Christ. Heal us, God. Deliver us where we need deliverance, God. Set us free where we need to be set free, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, every single name that's here on this prayer list, God, I'm asking, God, you meet every need, please, God. Oh, God, set them free, Lord. Their bereaved hearts are heavy tonight, God. Some still need healing. Some still need deliverance. Some need salvation in their home, Father. Some need jobs, God. There's so many things. You know all that we have need of. And God, I'm asking, oh God, that you will just have your way, God. I present to you, Father, tonight, Pastor Steve McQueen and the entire McQueen family, God. You know what they're going through, God. God, you undergird them tonight, Lord. Strengthen, Lord. Comfort, Lord. Let them look to the hills which cometh their help, God. All of their help. It will come from you, Lord. Remember, Sister Linda Jefferson, healing for her, God. Deliverance for her tonight. We submit her to you, Lord. Have your way, God. You are a God of restoration, Father. In the name of Jesus. Again, God, I continue to present to Sister Elizabeth Lee and Reverend Charles Lee, God. You know what you have need of, God. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way tonight. Let her just take you at your word, God. Give her rest, God. Give her peace, God. Give her strength tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Pastor Joseph Allen. Thank you for his healing progress. Continue, Lord, to heal him, God. Oh, God, let that recovery be speedily, God. You've already performed some miracles. You already, God, have answered his prayer. Oh, God, now let it manifest, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we continue to hold up Sister Betty Ann Davis, God. Strengthen her, God. Strengthen her faith in you, Lord. Touch her body right now in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, make a hole tonight, God. God, I ask that you remember the Llewellyn family. Strengthen, God. There is a void, God, but you are able to fill that void, God. You know just how to heal the hurt. Touch Nelson Llewellyn. Touch the children, God. Strengthen, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless April's family, God. They have lost loved ones, God. Oh, God, lift them up, God. Lift them up in the spirit. Let them just be strong in you and in the power of your might, God. We pray for our children. We pray for our grandchildren. We pray for the church. We pray for Petersville Baptist Church. We pray for all the churches, God. We pray for all the under-shepherds, God. We pray for every member, God, that we will, God, we will stretch out on your word, and that we will stand and see the salvation of the Lord, that we will take you, Lord, at your word, God. We ask these blessings. We ask them continually, continually in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that your praise will also continually to be in our mouth. We say thank you for it, and we give your name the praise. We give your name all the glory and all the honor. It belongs to you tonight, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord. thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. All that on this line, just tell God, thank you, Lord God. Give God the praise. He's worthy to be praised. We continue to take God at his word. Glory to God. Amen. Someone said amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We love the Lord tonight, and I know you love him tonight. Hallelujah. That we can take God at his word. Praise God. I'm excited. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to stretch out on his word. Hallelujah. And read that word. Take that word in. Don't let it escape you. Hallelujah. Be like David says, hide the word in your heart. That means when you need it, it's there. You could just pull it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God again for every one of you. I trust you've been blessed. I trust you've been lifted up in the spirit on tonight. And I pray that you will continue to be blessed, that you will continue to look to the hills for where all your help comes from. It comes from the Lord. And I just praise God for every single one of you. Let's continue to pray and continue to look to God. Continue to love on each other. Continue to hold and uplift each other up. Hallelujah. That's what we need to do. Encourage one another with these words. So I say good night to you all. Be blessed. Heaven smile upon you. I love you. Pastor Boldy loves you. But God loves you more. Until next week, God bless you and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night, night.